Good evening, America, and good afternoon, Australia, and welcome to everyone listening across the world. You're tuning in to the Everyday Business Show with Tony Lontis. Today, we have an amazing guest, but before I introduce you to the dynamic Tyler Ornstein, just a quick reminder, if you're listening live on LinkedIn, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch, don't forget that Payo is listening, waiting, and ready to respond to your questions, answer your questions, and send you any links that you might need about the information that we talk about on this show. Furthermore, if you jump onto tonylontis.com, you will find more in-depth information about our guests each week, including the links to any offers that we have on the show. A wonderful reminder, too, that all the replays of the shows are available on Binge Networks TV USA, Hero Go TV USA, and the Tony TV channel app, available on all Roku, Samsung, and LG smart TVs across the planet. Now, this fabulous guest we have today is Tyler Ornstein from Tyler's Coffee. Now, Tyler loved the taste and smell of coffee since his first sip at 5 years of age. However, his poor old dad thought otherwise, as it upset his stomach. So one day Tyler asked if he could make a coffee that both of them could drink, and it was a pivotal moment in both of their lives. His father started pondering this issue. In 2006, at 16 years of age, Tyler's father asked him a simple question. What is the second largest commodity item in the world? Tyler had no idea, but after a little bit of research, he found out that the first was oil, of course. The second was coffee. And Tyler's Coffee was born. Firstly, out of necessity. Tyler's dad was told by a physician that he could no longer drink coffee due to its acidity. And realizing that drinking coffee was more of a lifestyle choice than just a beverage, his dad, a biochemist, went on to design a proprietary computerized Zed roasting system that figured out how to roast the bean perfectly without letting the tannic or lipic acids form. And these are the acids that wreak havoc on those with gastrointestinal problems such as indigestion, bloating, and heartburn, and also have an impact on the tooth enamel. He then presented Tyler with an idea, and that idea has grown into Tyler's Coffee, the world's first and only acid-free coffee. Tyler agreed to sell it with a natural entrepreneurial spirit, setting off on door-to-door sales on his bicycle. And he continued selling coffee, to his friends and families and neighbours. And from there, it's grown into a multinational company with a full warehouse and has had 80% growth year over year with 2 million cups sold and a distribution of 1,000 independent grocery stores. I'm absolutely delighted to have Tyler with us here today, and I'd like to start the show by one of Tyler's quotes, which is, "Entrepreneurism is like jumping off the highest cliff and assembling an airplane on the way down." And Tyler, welcome to the show. Good evening. Thank you so much for coming on the show today. I know how busy you are. We've had some lovely chats, but I'm delighted to introduce you to the audience today and tell us all about Tyler's Coffee. How are you?
First, I have to say, wow, what an intro. That's probably one of the greatest intros I've ever gotten. And I've done this for...
Oh, Tyler!
So I can't thank you enough for the intro, and I didn't even know that much about me.
I've been checking your growth.
You, Tony.
That's awesome. There's something magical about talking to young entrepreneurs. I'm like an old entrepreneur. I've been in traditional business. Entrepreneurial business is a little different. It takes a different mindset. And I thought that spark... Beg your pardon?
We're a little bit crazy.
You reckon that's what it is?
Yeah.
But it's good crazy, isn't it, Tyler?
It is good crazy. I mean, we like to live on the edge of failure and success on a regular basis, and we get comfortable with that. And you know what's really interesting is I think not only young entrepreneurs or old entrepreneurs or successful entrepreneurs or semi-successful entrepreneurs, you know, you look at Elon Musk, look at Jeff Bezos, look at,
Yes.
you know, Steve Jobs, look at Bill Gates, look at, you know, all of these moguls, look at Warren Buffett. They all started with this crazy nut job idea, and people were like, you'll never succeed. It'll never do anything. You're wasting your time, your money, your investors' money. And look at them now. They're all having the last laugh at the bank at billion dollar net worth. Multi-billion.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Tyler, when I was looking and researching your story, in particular, I was fascinated about the mindset of a 16-year-old when presented with that opportunity, takes it and runs with it. Do you remember what was going through your head at that time?
Well, I think what's really going through my head is I wanted to produce a product that was blue water territory, and I was really excited when we figured it out. And I can't take credit for that. My father definitely has to take credit for that because he's the inventor of the product. And also working with electrical engineer, mechanical engineer, they built this Zed. I love how you call it Zed. We call it US, but I like Zed. I think
Oh,
Zed.
yes, of course.
Anyway, we built this model. We built this idea, and this idea was meant to actually help people. And I'll never forget a little background of how Tyler's Coffees became Tyler's Coffee. So I got on a backpack. Sorry, I got on a bike with a backpack, and I went door to door, and I just gave out these silver packs. And when I gave out these silver packs, I only asked for a name and a number, and I just wanted to see what, you know, people thought about it. It was essentially a test market, right? And so when I figured out that not only was the idea feasible, I'll never forget this really sweet lady. I called her and I said, "Hey, this is Tyler. What did you think of the coffee I gave you as a sample?" And she said, "You know what? It didn't fit my stomach, and it actually felt really good, and I liked it a lot, and I'd like to order some." And it was like a moment because that's exactly what we were trying to do. We were trying to produce a product that people could drink coffee that have any kind of stomach-related issues. My father obviously was patient zero, and so she goes, "Where do I get it?" And I was like, "Well, you can get it from me." She's like, "Okay, well, how much is it?" And I was like, "A dollar." You know, I didn't know really how to run a business at 14 years old. But she said the next thing. She goes, "What's it called?" And I said, "I don't have a name for it." She goes, "Well, what's your name?" I'm like, "Tyler." She's like, "I like that, Tyler's Coffee."
So
So
simple.
yeah.
So
That's how it should be.
you started really humble. So on your bike with your backpack, getting people to test out the coffee and people starting to really like it because it has no acidity and they can, if they've got any sort of gastrointestinal issues like reflux and indigestion, etc., they can drink it just fine. So they still get that great coffee taste without the bad things that happen with drinking too much coffee. So, Tyler, just out of curiosity, how long did it take Dad to invent the roasting system that produced the coffee? Was that kind of a long process or?
I would say from conception to, you know, theory, well, I guess from theory to conception to test market to build out was about 3 years.
Cool. And so, obviously, you started with a smaller prototype of the roaster. When did you realize that you're on something that was really valuable to people and you started to grow? How long did that take? So you started at 16.
Okay, so what we did is, you know, I started at actually 14, and 2004, right? And so 14 years old. 2006, I was 16 years old. We were the first website to have a subscription model outside of Javalia. Javalia was the first, and Javalia was a multi-billion-dollar Swiss company.
Yes.
Conglomerate.
Yes.
But we were the second subscription model on the website, or sorry, on the web for coffee.
Mm.
And the reason why I know that is I actually hired dev team to build out the whole entire back end of how we can take our credit card on a monthly basis. So I built that all out with a dev team, very expensive.
Yes. Yes, I was just going to say, I wanted to ask you about the financial process for you at 16. Obviously, you had dad's help and the initial start of sales. How difficult was it to find the funding? Can you talk us through that?
We didn't. We didn't find the funding. It was all self-funded.
Yeah.
The whole thing was self-funded.
Yes.
So we don't have investors. I'm 100% owner of Tyler's Coffees. We do have other companies that I'm involved in that have partners and equity, and I sit on the board and so on and so forth. But Tyler's Coffees is 100% owned by me, Tyler Orchley. And that will stay forever. I don't have any intention of selling equity of Tyler's Coffees. I don't need to. I'm comfortable with what I'm doing and what, you know, if someone gave me an evaluation of $1 billion, that's great.
That's cool.
I don't even know if I would sell at that. And the reason why, and I'll tell you the reason why, whenever you start selling, you're breaking up your pieces that you've built. And I just am so connected in this company that it's, it's part of me.
It's family. Yeah.
Yeah. And so long story short, that's, So the point is I started at 16 years old online, and then, so, you know, 2008 is when people started looking at their health and food at the same time. Before that, I would call stores and I would call grocery stores and I was like, hey, I have this acid-free coffee. Acid what? Never heard of it. No, not a Everyone wanted Starbucks. And I even saw this coming. I was like, you know, it's going to be really interesting in about 10 years when everyone says,
yes,
God, Starbucks is disgusting. I can't drink it. Look at you. You're drinking. Hopefully you're drinking Tyler's. We don't know.
I'm drinking Tyler's coffee. I have to confess to the audience. So, I've received my orders from Tyler's Coffee, so it ships beautifully, quickly from America to Australia, no problems at all. So if you're in Australia and you want to access and taste Tyler's Coffee, you can get it. I tested it out.
And you're a fan.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, we have an 80% retention rate on our customer base, which is insane. Mm-hmm. But yes. I can see why, because, you know, I am my own worst critic. You know, I'm the one that what is the worst case scenario? And that's what entrepreneurs live by. Is what is the worst case scenario?
Yes.
So drinking my coffee every day, I'm you know, if anything's going to happen, I'm going to feel it. You know,
you're going to be the first.
Yeah, I'll be the first.
Yeah.
So the point is that so anyway, we built the company and everyone was like, we're not interested. 2008-09, there was a shift and people started waking up and going, hey, I don't want high fructose corn syrup in my food. Hey, I don't want, you know, chemicals in my food. I don't want pesticides in my food. And then the organic world started to come to a fruition. And in about 2016 is when everything just exploded and the whole entire grocery market went on its absolute head and people were demanding organic food. And I saw this in 2016 and I knew that in 2000 and let's call it 18, 19, we were going to see organic food in mainstream marketplaces like Walmart, like Target, like Sam's Club, like Costco. And I knew that there's a demand for clean food because we live in a society it's unfortunate, but we live in a society where, especially in America, where you can buy food or you can buy clean food. I call it clean food because it's clean of all the things.
Yeah.
And for people that can afford clean food, and again, I think humanitarianly, it's disgusting that we have to have this conversation. But in reality, that's what it is. People that have more wealth or in a higher wealth bracket can eat clean food. So we wanted to be, you know what? I said price is not a decision in this factor. We want to be the cleanest, healthiest coffee in the marketplace. And as far as I know, we are.
Yes. Tyler, where your beans for the coffee are grown and sourced, I'm guessing that it was a bit of a process to find the source of the beans so that your coffee is as wonderfully clean. Yeah?
So we're single-sourced, organic, USDA certified. So what that means is that we only buy from one farm, and it's a big farm, but it's in Chiapas, Mexico.
Yes.
And the regulatory agency goes and does soil testing. And you know, our coffee's audited like no one's business.
Yeah.
Once you stick that label of USDA certified, it's a whole different ballgame. You're getting audited every quarter. But on the other hand, I like it because I know that if I go to the grocery store the USDA symbol, I know that I'm getting perfect, good quality, clean food. I know that for a fact. So that's what we did is we sourced it from a single source because we didn't want to create any like cross contamination or any other beans that are different. And on top of that, we're actually AAA screened. So there's screens, and the best way to say it is it's A, B, and C. Steep coffee has wormholes in it. It has discoloration. It has different sizes. A is almost uniformly perfect. And if you look at the Tyler's Coffee's bag of whole bean, there's no differentiation between one bean and the other. They're uniformly perfect.
Yeah. And so Tyler, I'm guessing that you visit the farm and keep an eye on production and all of that as well.
Unfortunately, political situations, you don't really want to go to Chiapas, Mexico. It's not a great place.
That's why I'm asking. So obviously you're able to manage it from the US, no problems at all.
Oh yeah, hey, money's money, right? You know, they'll sell you coffee for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fantastic. So now you've got this amazing coffee, this international house of coffee, if you'd like to call it that way, Tyler's Coffee. And I'm wondering what Dad thinks about it all now.
Well, I think Dad's very, very happy for me. You know, he's someone that you gotta have acquired taste with because he's too smart for his own good. He's an Einstein of this world. He can create and develop and design and engineer and chemistry things that you blow your mind. And we could have
amazing
five episodes on just what he's created. But he's proud of me. Yeah, for sure, he's proud of me.
Good. Good, because obviously it's had a wonderful positive impact on not only your life but his life as well, because a certain level of success brings with it a certain level of joy and achievement. And for someone as young and successful as you, I'm just wondering, in that journey, what's some of the best business advice that you've received so far?
Great question. You know, I know this sounds like I'm, you know, doing a selfish plug here, but I did write a book.
And yes,
it's on Amazon. And if you want, you can go to the website tylerscoffees.com and you can click on the link of the book and you can go and get it on Kindle. We are going to go in a hard copy, but it's going to go in next year. We're going to go in a hard copy.
Yeah.
The reason why I say that is because I've written a lot of stuff about how I learned business in that book. And it's a short read. It's only 85 pages. Mm. That's what I wanted. I didn't want, you know, War and Peace.
A big book.
I did not want a big book. I wanted people to read it cover to cover, because 85 pages, you can read in about half a day if you really sit down.
Correct.
So it's really simple. I mean, long story short, go and get the book, because there's a lot of value there. And I'm not just trying to sell you the book, because I'll tell you.
No, fantastic.
I made the book cheap. I didn't want to spend, you know, there's no value. To me, there's no value in selling my book for $20. Now, coffee, there's a value, because we're buying the best quality. And we're
good coffee.
Individual bean, and you know, it's a process, it's hard costs and so on and so forth. Mm. But the book is my mind on paper, and I wanted it cheap, so it's $3. It's, I think it's $2.99.
Yeah.
Really,
it's
nothing.
Brilliant.
But the point is that the book really has a lot of value. Now, I will say this, you asked me the question, so I'll answer it. I think the most important thing that I have to give a young entrepreneur, an entrepreneur,
is
tenacity.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean that with full regard of the word. You have to be so tenacious. You have to be so hungry. You have to be so driven. You have to be to the point where you just, you're so blinded by what you want to create that you create it.
Yes. Yes.
There's nothing
where you can actually... There's something about that bigger vision that sits in the front of your brain, and I'm sure that's what you had at 16, that this is what I want Tyler's Coffee to look like, and the more you focus on that vision, the more it comes to life. The more it attracts the people that you need to connect with, the more it attracts the people that you need to associate with, and it's just...
The value of the tenacity is why I say this, to be super, super blunt. The amount of things that are going to come at you.
Come in your way, yes.
That will take you off your track are going to be horrendously large.
Yeah, yeah. I was thinking about that as a 16-year-old. That there's even more coming at you from so many different directions. And it's such a wonderful conversation to have, that someone as young as you were had the tenacity and the vision to keep going, and look what you've achieved.
Thank you. I appreciate it. You know, the best way I can say this is become very good friends with, failure. You know, learn that failure is going to happen, and you're going to have to learn from it. Now, here's the thing. If you don't learn from your mistakes, you're bound to repeat them. But become really great friends with Murphy's Law. I mean, become really tight with Murphy. Tell Murphy every day, hey, buddy, how you doing? Let's go do something together. Murphy's Law is so critical that you understand. I mean, I can't stress this enough. When you think a plan's going to go right, it's going to go the opposite.
Yeah.
So plan for it to go the opposite.
Yeah, that's exactly right. You've got to have like contingency on contingency. Hey, Tyler, what was one of the things that, can you remember one of the things that went wrong in the early stages of growing Tyler's Coffee? Do you remember any of those things that you can share with us that would
We were building our business. This is back when I was doing the fulfillment, and our truck showed up, and the coffee was just in total disarray. And the boxes were shifted. We lost about a third of our load. It was just horrendous. And on top of that, I did not ensure the shipment because I was like, oh, nothing's going to happen.
Oh, my goodness.
At the time, we lost probably about $15,000. And that was a big hit.
Yeah.
That was a big hit.
Yeah. Wow. So what did you do?
We grabbed what we could get. We figured out how we were going to ship it. We ordered more, and essentially what we did is
off you go.
We told our customers, you know, hey, we're really sorry, but our shipment showed up this way. We sent pictures. And here's the other thing. Your customers are your family, so be honest with them.
Yes.
Don't ever lie to your customer. That's a great takeaway. Don't ever, as much as you think it's okay to be like, oh, we're just going to skirt the truth here, don't ever lie to your customer. You lie to your customer, they'll never trust you. They won't trust you, they're not going to buy from you.
Yeah.
Trust buying is one and the same. And I learned that. I lied to my customer, and my customer told me to go pound sand, and I lost that customer. And I thought to myself, I said, you know what? Next time I'm not going to lie, regardless of what it takes.
Yeah.
They want to hear the truth. So be truthful to your customer. Be honest with your customer. Your customer cares about you. And I'll tell you why. Because they're giving you money.
Yeah. Absolutely. I think it was a great idea to take photos of it and go, this is what happened to the order.
Yeah.
We're going to fix it, but it's just going to take us a little bit longer.
Yeah.
And I'm guessing that there was enough salvageable good coffee to get some of the order out, and then you were able to
and to this day at Tyler's Coffees we do oldest to newest. You know, that's just how I run. I run my warehouse that way. You know, if you're the oldest, you go out first. If you're the newest, well, you're gonna be the oldest at one point.
No, they're just going to keep buying Tyler's coffee forever and a day. Tyler, I'd like to know what inspires you.
I mean, obviously the almighty dollar has a lot of inspiration to me. I like to buy things.
Yeah.
I like to enjoy my life. I have a very nice house and a very nice lifestyle because I built it. You know, I designed it and I built it. I think another inspirational thing is I like the word help. And I used to travel and I spoke on stages, and they would ask me the same question you asked me. They said, Tyler, what would be that one thing that really gets you up in the morning? And I said, I really enjoy that Tyler's Coffees is helping people.
Yeah.
Well, that's it.
Absolutely.
Every single order we get at Tyler's Coffees, we know we're helping somebody.
So you've got this wonderful coffee. What, and it's not just coffee beans. Can you tell the audience about the CBD range, for instance?
Sure. Yeah. So we just launched our CBD round, our CBD coffee. It's K-Cups, but it's called Lifted Coffee. Roasted by Tyler's.
Great name.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, I actually named it. And that's when, because it lifts you, it does, it absolutely lifts you.
Yes.
So that's one that we got investors behind and got partners. This one's going to go big. This one's going to be big. It's
Yes, I
yeah.
would agree.
So Lifted Coffee
Because
Bar.
it's got the good coffee beans, and then it's got the good CBD oil, and the combination of the two and the name, it really is going to be something good, isn't it?
And so here's the thing is not only is it just CBD oil, it's full spectrum CBD oil. So it has all your delta. It's really, really good stuff. So here's the thing about my life. My life, I like to live by this slogan or this tagline. And it's not mine, but I drive the cars that make the slogan. And it's the best or nothing. And that's Mercedes-Benz. And Mercedes-Benz prides themselves on the best, or we're not going to do it. And that's me. That's who I am. Integrity is super critical to me in building a business. So we're either going to build the best of something, or we're not going to start.
Tyler, do you think that you'll go into other ranges of coffee? So, say mocha and chocolate and those sorts of things, or do you think
So,
you'll essentially keep it just coffee?
yeah, so what we've done is we looked at the flavor market. Fortunately and unfortunately. Fortunately, we realized that our coffee is so pure and we're helping people that are having medical issues. And unfortunately, if we did do flavors, then unfortunately it would
That
cause
would.
potentially an issue with the customer. So we tell everyone,
Well, I.
say, Tyler's Coffees is absolutely a perfect base. Add whatever flavor you want.
Yeah, fair enough. Fair enough. Fair enough. Can you tell us? We've talked about all the wonderful things of being in business, and we've talked about some of the things that have happened. Have there been times for you that have been a real struggle? It's a good question. It's a good question.
I have to use the analogy of the iceberg. People see the top of the iceberg, they don't see underneath.
What happens underneath?
I mean, I remember, being in an apartment when I can't afford furniture, and I lived on a mattress and I ate ramen, and I couldn't even afford to drink my own coffee because I had to sell it.
Oh my goodness. That's a great story. Like,
Yeah.
it's just people need to know that being an entrepreneur is not all gloss and glamour. Underneath the hard work at the top, like you say, sometimes it's like a duck on water. Everything's peaceful and calm on the top, but underneath you're paddling to save your life to keep going. And people don't often see or consider that that's what it's like to be an
And
entrepreneur.
everyone hits you up and says, "Hey, you must have had an easy life," or "Hey, you're privileged," and you're like, "Excuse me?"
You worked for that. Yeah, you worked for that. You've been working since you were 14, Tyler. So, as you said, people see the gloss and glamour at the top. They rarely take the time to think, this guy's been working since he was 14-year-old,
Yeah.
and he's done the hard yards and
Yeah.
built to this point, which
Now,
anyone can do, can't they, Tyler?
today I work, 5 hours a day, and I've got a team of 8 people, and they run all the operations. But, 6 years ago, I was a one-man band trying to make ends meet.
And it is inspiration for people thinking about backing themselves. And that's the other thing, isn't it, Tyler? You've really got to back yourself and your idea. You've got to have absolute belief, an absolute vision, an absolute pushability and tenacity and go, I'm going to back myself. I'm going to back Tyler's Coffee, and I'm going to keep going until this thing happens. And that's what creates greatness.
I really also hate a lot of YouTubers that will get out of a Lamborghini their house and have a pile of cash. Okay, let me just break it down for you. The Lamborghini's rented. The house is rented. The cash is fake. The only thing that they're doing is they're trying to get you to spend money for them to do something very, very stupid.
Whatever.
You got to realize that the only way you really build wealth is long term. There's no other way.
It's slow, but
here's the other thing. If you really want to build wealth, and I mean really want to build wealth, you have to have a residual machine.
Definitely.
You have to.
And that usually is in business or income producing real estate, isn't it?
It's a lot of things. I mean, you could do it in the market. You could do it in online businesses where you're always making money. You can do it in real estate. You can do it in, you can do it in services. There's so many ways to make residual income. But I'm telling you, if you're not making residual income and you're exchanging your time for dollars, that's it. You're never, ever going to exceed
going to break out of that cycle. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Let me give you an example. If someone came to me and said, hey, Tyler, I'm going to give you $100,000 a year salary, or I'll give you 10% of what you sell, I'll take that 10% any day of the week.
Yes. Yes. Because it goes on and on and on, and you can build on that. And Tyler, besides coffee, I'm interested to know what other sorts of business avenues that you use and explore and enjoy, if I can ask that.
Business avenues, what do you mean by that?
So do you play in the stock market? Do you have other businesses besides Tyler's Coffee? Do you have commercial real estate? Those sorts of things. I'm curious about that, if that's okay to ask.
Sure. So I do have residential real estate that I rent out. I do have a stock portfolio that I moved everything to crypto.
That's interesting.
Yeah, about a month and a half ago, Bitcoin was at 42,000, and that's when I put in, I'm not going to say a certain amount, but a large amount.
Yes.
And everyone thought I was crazy. Just like, what are you doing putting that much money into an idea that's, you know, failing? And I said, well, wait, here's my thing. I'm not trying to get political in your show, but what I am saying is that politics run industries, and they also run markets.
Yes.
And they run worlds.
Yes.
And at the time, the Build Back Better plan in the United States by President Biden was $4 trillion, and those $4 trillion were going to get absorbed by the 2% of America. The 2% own businesses, okay? And that's when the market started to correct. Same as Bitcoin started to correct. But here's what I saw. I saw that when you realize that the market's starting to correct, people start investing into something that can't be touched by the government. And that's why Bitcoin is now at $63,000.
Yeah. It's interesting to watch what's happening with cryptocurrency. I have a little bit of cryptocurrency, not a lot, but it's interesting. I like to just watch it. I like to see what's happening, what it's doing, and I'm not very good at interpreting that, but I find it fascinating. Oh my goodness, I think I've lost Tyler. That's not good at all. Damn it. Tyler, come back to us. Oh, he is. So, ladies and gentlemen, the delightful Tyler's screen has frozen. Here is us talking about Zoom and Zoom dropping out on me during the week. And this week it seems to happen to my friend Tyler. Hopefully he'll be able to jump off and jump back on within a moment. Hopefully that he, yeah, it looks like his internet might have crashed. Oh no, poor Tyler. Okay, so today we've been talking to Tyler Ornstein, and he has grown a coffee empire, which the start of the idea actually happened when he was 6 years old, and he formally started working on his dream of Tyler's coffee when he was 14. And at that time, his father had developed a way to roast coffee that ensured that the acids within the coffee were not taken through to the end product, which in his essence meant that people that had an issue with indigestion, gastrointestinal tract problems were able to drink coffee free and clear without worrying about those issues. And he started by, as a teenager on his bike with his backpack and having his coffee and delivering it to people. And slowly, as he gave out samples of this coffee, people decided that it was really good. I've got Tyler's coffee in it, and it is good coffee. It's good tasting coffee. And as the business grew, at 16, he started to formalize some of those processes, and today has grown the business into a multi-million dollar coffee house. And before Tyler's screen froze, we were actually talking to him about some of his other endeavors now that he has an entrepreneur and he's created time and space so that he only works 5 hours per day, which is the ideal for many, many entrepreneurs, is to get to that point where they only work the hours that they need to work within their business to keep their business going along. They have a team around them that supports them and keeps them going, and their business keeps growing and growing and growing. Now, Tyler's business has continued to grow 200% year over year over year over year, which is a phenomenal thing to have started from nothing and to have a business of that size at this time. And Tyler, we've just been talking as well about some of the things that he has invested in. And our last conversation was around cryptocurrency. And Tyler was talking about his investment in Bitcoin and what that looks like for him. And so, audience, the point of this is to show you how an entrepreneurial business can create the types of things that you want in your life. And Tyler's just returned us. Welcome back, Tyler. How are you?
Thank you so much. You know, this is a perfect example of you got to learn from your mistakes. You got to also
Yeah.
in your computer because it will die out.
That's beautiful. I've
It's
just
the little
recapped
things.
for the audience.
It's the little things. You know, it's the absolute just little things that kick you off. Part of my French. All right, so we're talking
We were
about Bitcoin.
talking about, yes.
Okay, so Bitcoin is it to me, I think it's a strong investment, and I'll tell you why. It's not regulated by
Yeah.
any agency. It's not regulated by any government. It is 100% the people's money.
Yes.
And there was a lot of talk of a world currency or a currency that has world domination. And I really see Bitcoin as that, because I think, to be honest with you, again, of course we pay our taxes. Of course we are up and up. But there's a lot of people out there that don't want to have their pocketbook, you know, taken. And there's a lot of people out there that are sick and tired of government money going not to the people, but to the pockets of the politicians. So again, there's a lot of reasons why I think Bitcoin is a good investment, but yeah, I mean it's something that definitely is a good idea to at least look at. And again, there's Litecoin, there's Ethereum, there's so many Bitcoins now. It's
Lots of them.
literally taking over the market space of normal
It
investment.
is.
So
And the
yeah.
other thing is, Tyler, that more and more businesses are actually accepting cryptocurrency of whatever genre, in return for services. So I know recently I've been paid in a cryptocurrency called Coin, which is only Australian based, but nevertheless, it's kind of a good feeling. It's kind of a good feeling to have alternatives for people to pay you in return for services or goods or products. And I think that we will see more and more businesses accepting cryptocurrency as part of their everyday business. Does Tyler's Coffee, can you pay in cryptocurrency yet?
No, that's actually something that we're looking at for people in crypto. As of right now, we do not offer that, but we actually are looking into that now because I think that it's time, as the markets shift, as the markets change, I like to be on the cutting edge of things. I enjoy watching how technology has evolved. I mean, to think that you can get, and again, this is not accepted yet, but to think that you can get a package flown to your house in a drone, that's
That
pretty cool.
excites me too, Tyler. Like that technology advancement, the drone technology, not the driverless cars, that sort of stuff, I love. I've always had a dream, like from a child, seeing those Jetson rocket ships. I want one. Like I'll
Well,
be putting my hand up going, I'll have one, thanks. I want to.
Star Trek is about 20 years behind, right? Like,
And you know, look at the boys. Look.
this is a tricorder. This is a tricorder. Okay? People thought you're absolutely crazy to think that you're going to have a computer in your hand.
But everything's on these things now. Like everything, all your I can do business from my phone if I need to, which is fabulous. Because it gives you freedom and time and space and to really live life to its fullest if you're not connected to an office where you have to be. Tyler, I'm wondering from your perspective, has COVID had any down issues for you in terms of production, distribution, or has it been like many others and increased people's online and your online presence?
Well, I think COVID has, quote unquote, been an issue around the world. But for online businesses or for retail space businesses, especially grocery is phenomenal business when it comes to COVID, because that's literally everything out of clothes except for grocery stores for at least 6 months. So, to your question, we did very well in COVID.
Good.
Politically, I was very upset with it, but that's beside the fact. Business-wise, we did do well, yes.
That's good. That's good. Tyler, in the last 5 minutes, I've got two more questions I wanted to ask you, and one is around your current goals. What's next for Tyler?
Well, I think what's next is now that I've realized what I can accomplish and who I am, as I'm coming into myself, right? As I'm learning that the only thing that's holding me back is myself. I'm starting to really relook at my father's inventions and bring them to fruition. So there's a lot of value in what he's created. And I think that there needs to be the world would benefit immensely from that.
Oh, wow. That's amazing, Tyler. That's really exciting.
It's kind of
What a
funny.
legacy.
Yeah, thank you. It's kind of funny because my father is a brilliant, brilliant scientist, probably one of the most amazing chemical engineers you'll ever meet in your life. But he doesn't want to do business. He's very, very business dumb. And it has nothing against him. It's just who he is, right? I am not a big scientist. I do not know science or chemistry. I mean, I know basics, but there's no way I could do what he does. So the way I see it is, when you're looking at the safety card and there's a loss of cabin pressure, you put your mask on before you put on the child. Because if you don't put it on yourself, the child's not going to put it on
That's bad.
you, and you both are going to die. So I have to put my mask on first, and now I'm going to, ironically, going to go put the mask on my father because he needs the business mindset, but he has the chemistry.
Oh, Tyler, that's just amazing. What an exciting thing to do now, and what an exciting thing to look forward, and what a fabulous thing for the world.
Well, it's going to be. I mean, we're right. Okay, so let me tell you right now, we're creating a business right now. I'm going to talk about the name because it's not finished. It's not finished. Okay, it's not finished. We're creating an oil additive that will give you 30% better fuel economy.
Which is great for the planet and great for everything. And that's just one of the things that you'll be working on, yeah?
I mean,
That's a really
there's
ex
so many I can talk about, but what I'm
Yes.
really happy about this one, and in America, our fuel costs have gone triple almost. I mean, we were paying
Yeah,
$1.80, and now
scary.
we're paying $4, right? So if I can give you 30% better fuel economy by buying this
That's a
product,
huge,
you're improving, right?
That's amazing. And that's what I think. I think if people have the opportunity to create a better world by what they invent, design, construct, it's an exciting world to look forward to. It's an exciting place and a wonder around what my grandson might be able to access in 10 years' time. I'm so glad you're doing that, Tyler. That's just amazing. Before we run out of time, we've got 1 minute left. You've got a special offer for all the audience and anyone watching this interview at a later date. What is it?
I don't know. What is this call? I'm sorry.
Let me just tell you, Tyler has a special offer for the audience of Tony TV, and it's 10% off if you jump onto Tyler's Coffee and use Tyler's 10 off. You'll get 10% off your order. And as I said, I have Tyler's Coffee. I've tasted it. It's great. I ordered it from America. It got to Australia lickety-split, really quick time. Lovely product to get in the mail. So no matter where you're listening, you guys in Russia, you need to check out this coffee. You guys in Germany, you need to check out this coffee, and anyone else in between. Tyler Ornstein, it has been an absolute delight to talk to you today. I can't wait until to see what happens with you in your future. I would love to have you back when you're ready to talk about some of Dad's inventions and what happens with those, because that's a really exciting place. But thank you for
Thank
coming
you.
on the show today and
Well, thank
telling us
you.
about the inception and growth of Tyler's Coffee and what you've been able to create. I hope that it's inspiration for any of the young people listening and the older people listening about what you can create if you keep your eyes on the vision that you started with. Tyler Ornstein, thank you so much for coming on Tony TV today. I hope to get to talk to you again soon. Lovely audience, that is your lot for this week. Please thank Tyler, and we will be back next week with another Everyday Business Show. Don't forget, jump on and check out Tyler's Coffee and use that discount code and check out the greatest coffee in the world. Thanks, Tyler.
Absolutely. Thank you.
My pleasure.